We're doing Dov's Minute. We're going to do Tehillim, the third chapter. Mizmor le David, the following song King David composed, Bevochom ipnei Avshalom beno. He's on the run from his son Avshalom. The majority of the Jewish people have switched sides. After all his trying on behalf of the Jewish people, everyone joins forces with Avshalom and they want him dead. Avshalom has taken his concubines and raped them. His own son has done an act which clearly indicates that he knows that he can never make peace with his father, for if he does, he deserves the death penalty. And now he's on the run. And he turns to Hashem and says, Adonai marabut sarai, rabim kamim alai. Hashem, how great are my afflictions and my troubles. Great people have stood up against me. It's not only the common folk, it's the chief rabbis. It's the heads of the Sanhedrin. It's everyone that's turned against me, the giants of the Jewish people. Rabim omerim lenafshi en yeshuat elov Elohim sela. The great people say, I have no salvation in God. Selah. Selah means for eternity. Selah means period. Selah means this is truth. Selah means a note in the song. Now we go up a pitch. Selah has one of three meanings according to the commentaries. Either for eternity, either this is truth. It's like saying period. That's it. So they were saying, En Yeshuat Elov Elokim. He's got no hope in Hashem. Selah. Period. This is truth. And David is going to answer them with the same Selah. You will notice that he will come back and say, yes, I do. Selah. Period. I do. There's no such thing. And there's the strength of David HaMelech. He has sinned. The prophet comes and tells him he has sinned. The prophet tells him that from within his own home, they will turn against him. Hashem will make it bad for him. And yet, David does not give up. And quite the contrary, he maintains his hope in Hashem. And although great people say, he's got no hope, how could Hashem love him anymore? How could it be after what he's done? Taken a married woman, brought a child to the world, God kills the child, God doesn't want him anymore. Says David HaMelech, and although they say that, V'ata Adonai Magin Ba'adi, Hashem, you are my shield, Kivodi Umerim Roshi, you are my honor, you give me the capacity to lift my head. How often does a person wake up in the morning and say, how can I get out of bed? And sometimes the only answer is, you can get out of bed because God is with you, because no one else is with you. Everyone else says, look at what a bum he is. So David HaMelech had many days like that in his life. And David HaMelech says, you Hashem are Merim Roshi. You are the one that gives me the capacity to lift my head. And so I never give up. Koli el Adonai Ekra, my voice calls out to Hashem. Vayaneni mehar kodsho. And Hashem answers me. What does David end with? Selah. You say, David, there's no future. Selah. Period. No future. I say, I can always turn to Hashem and He will answer me. Ani shachavti vaishana, I can both lay down and fall asleep. Hekitzoti, and I could get up. Ki Adonai yismecheini, because Hashem is supporting me. When a person is standing alone in the world, sometimes they don't have the courage to lie down. They feel like they always have to contend with the challenges of the world. Sometimes they lie down and they can't fall asleep. And sometimes they fall asleep and they can't get up. And so David HaMelech says, because you Hashem support me, I can do all three. I can lie down, I don't have to finish everything today. And when I lie down, I can fall asleep, because I know you're with me. And when I get up in the morning, I can get up, and it's all because you are with me, Hashem. Lo yirami ribevotam asher saviv shatu alai, I don't fear from the masses who surround me. Kuma Adonai Yoshieni Elohai kikitet kol ovelechi shinei Yoshaim shibarta. And so arise Hashem Hoshieni. What did they say? En Yeshuata. He has no salvation. David concludes the chapter and says, so I turn to Hashem and I never give up. And Hashem, please, Hoshieni, the same thing they said, that there en Yeshuata, there is no salvation. I turn to you and I say, do give me salvation. Smack my enemies to break their teeth. Don't let them get away with saying what they do. L'Adonai Yeshua. They said, En Yeshuata lo ve'lokim. He has no salvation in Hashem. David concludes the chapter by saying, the salvation comes from Hashem, not from humanity. L'amecha v'chatecha. What's the final word? Selah. You guys said, Selah. End point. It's the truth. You have no hope in Hashem. David ends the chapter with the same Selah, the same reiteration saying, no, we have to hope and our hope is in Hashem, and our responsibility is to bless and give thanks because Hashem is our hope and He always stands by us. Shabbat Shalom.